Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chat. And I want to say happy birthday, the United States of America.
Yes, we're celebrating 250 years.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! 250 years ago, me and George and Ben were talking.
Fireworks are going off right now.
You know, me and George and Ben were talking, you know, Franklin and Washington.
That was a great conversation.
It was a great conversation.
You're not that old, brother.
Hallelujah. But anyway, it was a great conversation. I've read their books.
You feel like you know them. A lot of people that watch our podcasts and the chats, they feel like they know us too.
That's true.
We feel like we know you as well because you send in your comments, and that always blesses us.
It's such a blessing. I'm really excited. I never thought this would happen because we got so many. You know, America's not perfect, and I don't believe there's any country that's perfect. But heaven's perfect. But we got a lot of people that don't like our country, and I don't know why. If they don't, why don't they leave? But they ain't leaving. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that kind of stuff. But I find this with this World Cup going on, everyone that's coming to America just flat loves it. I mean, they're going nuts, especially over ranch dressing. I would never thought about it. And air conditioning.
And that's a big deal. You used to say that they should give the
Nobel Peace Prize to the person who created air conditioning. And France is mad at us, saying that we're causing their heat
wave. That's because they don't have any air conditioning. They're aggravated.
Just get some air conditioning.
We're not
aggravated.
Sake, man. We're in the cool.
You know, and you will have a happy birthday if you get some air conditioning.
You need the air conditioning when you live in South Louisiana, especially.
You better know
it can get hot and muggy.
And all that kind of stuff. But I mean, it's a wonderful
blessing. One of the questions someone asked, in fact, because you know you've been doing the heaven tours. We started this year. Mm-hmm. We've done two of them already. We went to Branson, Missouri, in April, and then we just went to Colorado Springs in June, and then we have three more coming up. August. We did April already. Next one is in August in Minneapolis, Minnesota area.
That's correct. Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
It's a suburb of Minneapolis.
Yes.
And then we'll go to Eagle Mountain International Church. That's a suburb in Newark, Texas, right outside of Fort Worth. And the last one will be in Sarasota, Florida.
Well, let me
just finish my thought before we go there. And then you can go in detail about that. But I gave the overview. You can find all the details on our website, and also we posted in the different social media platforms and the magazine, of course. But I remember at this last one we were at in Colorado Springs, you give the beautiful testimony of your trip to heaven, and then you open it up to question and answer. One of the questions was from a child, a teenager, I think, that said, "What was the temperature like there?" Remember, it just reminds me of that because we're talking about how hot it could be and how air. They don't need air conditioning in heaven, do they?
It was perfect. I actually saw the snow on the mountains, and it was not cold.
I think
so. You can still ski.
It's another beautiful thing about heaven.
Well, what's good about heaven is that all desires are given to it. And let me just give you the next one that's coming up. If y'all run it up on the screen so I can give the number. It's there in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And let's see.
At Living Word
Bring
Christian
it down a little bit
Center.
So I can read it.
Down. The other way.
That's the other way. No, now you're going too far.
Down. Go up. Go. Someone's in training in that room.
Somebody in that room don't know what they're doing. Stop.
Hey, there we go. Heaven Tour 2026.
Who you got working this thing here, Todd? Steven?
Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Who? Timmy. Who do you say?
Timmy, the newest.
The new guy. Okay, we're giving everybody a hard time.
Give him a break.
If you notice,
new.
Even if we make a mistake, we don't edit it. The 2026 Heaven Tour, the next one, is going to be Friday, August the 14th at 7 p.m. at Living Word Christian Center in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. It's in-person only service, which means it will not be streamlined or anything of that.
A live stream,
whatever they call it. And if you want to know more about it, you go to jdm.org and you can get the information
on
that.
We love the fact that's what the Lord told you, the details on how it would be done, that it would not be a live stream situation.
Right.
It would be an in-person because it would be a more intimate setting.
Right. And, you know, people are going to ask questions and sometimes, you know, and we're not filming it or nothing like that because, and I'm not just trying to get you to the church. The way the Lord said do it is that because to me, it's a very sacred thing. You know, I don't talk much about that at all, and I got constantly people want me to talk about it, and I refuse to do it. I've had producers and directors in Hollywood want to do movies on it, offer me a ton of money, and I turn that down and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And, you know, I just do it as the Lord directs me, and he told me in January of this year, 2026, to do a heaven tour. We got scheduled 5. I believe we're going to do some more, too.
Yeah, you're already talking about doing international ones.
Yeah, I want to do some of that, mm-hmm. and it'll be a blessing of the Lord.
You know, we don't film, we don't have it a live stream, as we said, but uh-huh. we do have the churches that we've been going into asked if they could have cameras in there just so that they can have put the images, put
sure.
you on the screen,
yeah.
because it is a large auditorium. It's hard to see you from
yes.
the back.
Right.
So we do have that. So that's a great convenience. But it is a private, intimate online service.
So the next one right there, it will be in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
That's right.
And God is so good. Now, so I thank you for all those that came in Colorado Springs just so recently.
In
we had
June.
A wonderful time. And Lawson and Barbara Perdue allowed us to use their church,
precious
which is
people.
Karis Christian Center. Mm-hmm. And it was a blessing of the Lord. Also, what's coming up is our visionary conference, and very, very soon.
Next week?
Yeah, and I'm excited about it. It's the biggest meeting we do here at our international headquarters. And it's it will be, let me give you the dates on it, Visionary 2026, Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. and Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana, a suburb of New Orleans.
That's right.
About 6 miles from the airport. Admission's free. Registration is free, but we need you to register at jdm.org because, I mean, people come from all over the world. It's jam-packed, and we want to make sure you get a good seat. And we'll be streaming live
yeah, okay.
on YouTube. I get confused with that
okay.
stuff.
Facebook. They know what you mean.
And the JDM app. But I want to tell you something. I've had people watch it, and then they came, and they said, it's 100 times better when you're in person. And we're going to give you a little New Orleans flavor. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. We're going to do all that kind of stuff, and then we're going to hit it with the Holy Ghost.
That's
and
so
God's
going to
bless. It's going to be
now the
wonderful.
Opening ceremony, if you want to call it that, is great. So you want to get here on time. Make sure you're in your seat for 7 a.m., 7 p.m. on Friday night, and then 10
yes.
a.m. on Friday morning and 7 p.m.
Yeah, and we've
Friday
never
night.
Done this before. We're doing this, and I'm going to tell you what it is, of celebrating our 50th year in ministry.
So we're doing
a little
bit of
things.
Special
and
just
it's,
to say
it's
welcome
be a
to
blessing.
New Orleans.
Then I'm going to preach the gospel, pray for people, minister. It's going to be
powerful,
a wonderful time.
Powerful time.
You know, Kathy, I'm excited that the 250 years of the birthday of our country.
Yes.
And like I say, and not everything is perfect. I've been to a lot of countries and none of them are. But I tell you what, I personally believe that this is, might call it a prejudice statement. I think it's the best country in the world. And people that come here begin to go, wait a minute, what these people are saying are true. Because we believe in freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a scripture, and I want you to read it for a minute. This is John chapter 8. And I want to talk about that since we're talking about the birthday of our country. Read that scripture about freedom.
It's in John chapter 8, Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Now, what I want to ask you is, how come you're not free when Jesus 2,000 years ago made you free? Why are so many people that love the Lord are in bondage to everything you can possibly think of? And you know how many churches I went to, sad, sick, disgusted, busted, fighting with each other, you know, church splits and all kinds of craziness. When we could just come together in the unity of the faith, not the unity of doctrine, but the unity of the faith, and just enjoy each other's experiences in God. Mm-hmm. And you know, and if someone is there sick, believe God for healing. How can you say you don't want the healing's not for today when there's so many sick people? And all you got to do is believe His word. By stripes you were healed, and things of that nature. And I there's nothing wrong with giving your opinion about different things. Everybody's gonna have different ways of thinking concerning Scripture, and we understand that. But one thing you gotta believe it. Jesus set us free when He died on the cross and rose from the dead.
That's right. And every time we come together, it really should be, our services should be a celebration of the
yeah.
freedom that we have. You know, I grew up Catholic, and they used to use the phrase, celebrate Mass. And that was, they were about to have communion.
Right.
And so that really is, you're remembering and honoring and getting happy about it should be. Of course, it was didn't feel like a real happy time then because I didn't really understand it. Maybe it was just not put forth in the right way. But the phrase was right, and maybe it had a great beginning, but celebrate the Mass means remember. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. So you're celebrating the fact that he came to the earth, died for our sins, and rose again. And because of that, we're all free. He set us free from the penalty and the power of sin.
You know, and when I first went to a Pentecostal church, I said, boy, them people really enjoy it.
They're free.
They shout and they singing, and they, you know, they were called holy rollers. And well, that's better than evil rollers.
Some people call them that.
Some people call it holy roller. I guess they had something to roll about. I don't know, you know. And but, you know, it was just such a blessing to see the light that were on their faces and things of that nature.
The joy?
Yeah, the joy of the Lord. And, you know, and when I got born again, God gave me joy that I never had before. And I never was funny, never. I guess I got free. It would cause the free, the joy to flow. And my good friend John Hagee, I love that man, and Diana, they're wonderful, and the family. Hagee's are some of the finest people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah,
and blessings
so
of the Lord. He called me, I guess 30 years ago, maybe longer than that.
No, 30's about right.
Yeah, the apostle of joy. And I thought, my God. And I don't even realize it sometimes when I come off the platform, they say, you were so funny. And I say that, was I funny? I didn't think I was that funny. But, you know, but what happens, it's just flowing. Because there's something good to talk about. The gospel is the good news. So to me, being born again and saved is a good thing. Being healed is a good thing. Being blessed in the city, in the field, going in, going out, it's a good thing. Being prosperous on the earth is a good thing.
Yes.
It's a wonderful to be able to give because you got something to give to
right.
people that don't have anything. That's a good thing, see? So I am free with my money, and I don't let people take advantage of me, but I don't let money control me. I've learned to respect money because money will hurt you without you realize it. So I'm able, if I see and I want to be a blessing, I can. Whether it's in a restaurant or, you know, on a road or in a church or whatever, it just doesn't make any difference because freedom is such a wonderful thing. I don't know, over all these years, 50 years, they say you have such joy in your life. Mm. I'm known for my teeth. Thank God I still got them.
Your smiling teeth.
Yeah.
When you're smiling.
And when you're smiling, that dog. Remember that commercial? When you're smiling.
The whole world. It's a
whole
beautiful
world
old song.
Smiling you.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather smile. They say it takes more muscles in the face to frown than it does to smile. I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard that. But it's just such a blessing of the Lord to be free.
I remember I used to promote some of your products and things like that. Or I think it was the broadcast. And I remember creating an ad in the magazine that said, do you want a facelift that everybody can see? Watch Jesse Duplantis.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was so true.
Yeah, that was really good.
People leave uplifted, and that's what the gospel's supposed to do. I was just looking at a scripture in John chapter 10, verse 10, one of my favorite verses of scripture. It says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That's talking about freedom.
Read it in the Amplified. It does it so much better.
I was just thinking about going to different translations.
Yeah, go to, I mean, listen to this. See, I mean, because this is what Jesus already has given you. So why are you depressed and discouraged when you have to accept it?
Celebrate that freedom. Don't let anybody rob it from you. In fact,
celebrate.
You need to be stirred.
Celebrate.
Dance to the music.
It says, read that in the Amplified.
The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. You know, I've heard Brother Copeland talk on this once. It's always stayed with me because it's so true. Because sometimes when I would quote this, I found myself by mistake quoting it and saying, thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But no, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that order really matters because he can't kill until he first steals. And
that
he steals the word from you. And that's what Brother Copeland taught many years ago. And it really
got
down in my heart because you can't allow the devil to steal from you. Because once he starts stealing the promise and the word from you about your joy, about your prosperity, about your family getting saved, about your provision, whatever it is that you need, healing in your body, then that killing starts.
That's right.
But and then the destruction then. But Jesus said he had a better plan. He says, I came, and he came.
Okay.
That you might have life and have it more abundant. I want to read it in the Passion
in a moment.
No,
go ahead.
No, you find
okay.
it.
Talk. Let me just tell you something. Someone was talking to me the other day about healing. And they said, Brother Jesse, do you ever get any pain? Well, sure, I get pain. You know, I mean, I busted my foot the other day, and But I've learned that by his stripes I'm healed. Now watch this. This may sound nuts to you, but it's a good teaching if you'll do it. You know, you ever get what they call a throbbing pain? Boom, boom. So you know how I look at that? I don't deny that. But I know what the Bible says in Peter 2:24, by his stripes you're healed. I just say, oh, pain, you want to talk to me? So I'm going to talk to you. Boom, I'm healed. Boom, I'm healed. Boom, I'm here. I just keep talking every boom, boom. I just keep talking to all of a sudden, it goes away.
Yeah, you resist it.
I resist it. I don't assist it. Mm-hmm. I resist it steadfast in the faith. And it's a good little teaching, you know. I just say, no, no. You know, if we're not paying it, no, no, I don't deny that. But since you want to talk, then I'm going to talk to you. And I start quoting scripture. And just it's just such a blessing. Or if I get up and sometime I'm on the wrong side of the bed, what side is the wrong side of the bed? I've heard people say that for a long, long time. I don't know.
I don't care.
But you know what? I refuse to be depressed. I refuse to be discouraged.
Yeah.
I have refused that.
Yeah, so
I
you said, have no, a choice.
I will have a good day today. This is the day the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes things happen in life that are very frustrating and things, you know, and sometimes things happen that you cannot figure out in the intellect. But so I let my spirit handle that through a renewed soul and a crucified body.
Amen.
And it's just such a blessing. That's what I mean by freedom. We're talking about that because of the 250th anniversary of America. And, you know, coming to America. I've got all kinds of songs going on.
Yeah, you always have songs in your heart. Yeah. And that's good.
Yeah, I like that.
You know,
that,
I want to read the Passion Translation, but I don't want to just read 10. I need to go back to verse 7 because this is in the
middle. I think you just like to read the Bible.
I do, but this helps it so much because it's, I like, anytime I read the scripture, so I like to, sometimes one verse really is important and you memorize it, but you really need to know what comes before it and what goes after it to really understand the Bible. But this is
not memorize it, learn it.
And that's how you do. You learn, you study it.
Yeah, you get it inside of you.
Amen. So verse 7 is where I want to begin.
Go ahead.
It says, and so Jesus went over it again, because he just told a parable, then he starts explaining it. And this is the Passion Translation of it.
Excuse me, I'm getting me something to drink here. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. You just interrupted me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You could have just did it without talking about it. Anyway, hello.
Hello. excuse my wife.
June.
When you're thirsty, you're thirsty. What are you going to do? Go ahead.
You're going to interrupt Kathy and tell the world that you're getting a drink of water.
I'm getting a drink of water.
That's club soda in that can, just in case somebody's curious.
It's very good.
Okay. John chapter 10, verse 7 in the Passion Translation says, so Jesus went over it again. I speak to you eternal truth. I am the gate for the flock. Some translation says the door. It says, all those who broke in before me are thieves who came to steal, but the sheep never listened to them. I am the gateway. To enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and salvation. That's why I want to go back and get it.
Salvation means soundness.
Right. Experience life, freedom, and salvation. Excuse me, satisfaction. So I don't know why I said salvation. I'm just, I'm sure it's included in that too as well.
Come into America.
Then verse 10 says, a thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow.
Now you said everything in abundance.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? Why are you against prosperity? Are you envious? Are you jealous because somebody has something you don't have? Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Learn that from Brother Kenneth
Hagin.
That's
a great
statement. Yeah, well, why? Now, you know, you can tell when somebody's arrogant and cocky and that money's controlling them, but they're not controlling you. I mean, I'm glad I know somebody that has something. It's just such a blessing. He said, read it again, that abundance, that statement.
Come to give you everything in abundance.
Everything. That's spiritual, physical, and financial. Read the second part again.
More than you expect.
Ah, what? Oh, glory. Read the third part.
And life in its fullness until you overflow.
That's my point, see? And that's freedom to receive it. And I don't know, people get mad at me about because I have a jet. Well, you know what? I mean, I'm flying all over the world preaching this glorious gospel. What you do not know is I never charge churches. I never give them expenses. And most people, if they ask you to come, they pay their expenses. They've never paid my expenses. Never. See what I'm saying? I just do it to be a blessing. Do you receive an offering? Yes, I do. But not to meet the expenses. That offering goes to some project that God wants me to do globally, wherever. You know, so, and yet people get so mad. In all these years that I've owned these this plane, well, I've had several of them, but not all at one time. I gave two of them away to bless people and help people. And to make a long story short, I just want to be a blessing. And I go to places like that. Not long ago, I went to a place. There's no way that that church could pay even the fuel on that aircraft because it was a long flight. Man, I went rejoicing, preaching, blessing. They told me, we can't get over that. I said, well, what's the value of a soul? Yeah, but you know how you do that. My God, I don't know about your God, but my God supplies all. All what? All need, all desire, all want. Now, if that's not freedom, I just don't know what it is. And God, you know, when I want to bless Jody, or when I want to bless Meredith, that's my daughter and my granddaughter, I want to bless my wife, Kathy. I get great comfort in that. I get great joy when I see that I give something that you like, that you see the light going. You know, the hardest worst person to surprise is this woman around Christmas. I mean,
to refer to me as this woman.
This woman, I'm telling
I'm
you.
I'm right,
man,
here.
Is this Duplantis woman. There's a movie called This Hamilton Woman. This is the Duplantis woman. But I found something one time that knocked her socks off. Doesn't happen very often. I've been married 56 years. And I'll never forget, I had it in a box. It was about this big. And I said, she said, what is that? Every time I wrap something, she could figure it out. I mean, so that's it, you know. But this, she couldn't. She shook it, and it didn't move. And she opened it up, and guess what it was? A clarinet. She used to play clarinet in the band when she was in high school or whatever. You ought to see her face. Wah! I mean, it just blew you. And I was so happy that I finally found something that she couldn't figure out, and that she, and immediately she go, she put the, whatever the thing is, put the, I don't know how you hold it, but, you know, and started playing it like that. Now, you know, I don't know how long ago that was. What, 30 years ago? I don't know, something like
probably.
That. And maybe 40 years ago. But I enjoyed that. I enjoyed it. See, why won't you enjoy the blessings of God instead of criticizing someone? Well, I don't have it. Well, start doing what that person does, and you'll probably get what they have, not from them, but from God Almighty.
That's good. I love that.
Isn't that,
that
good? I'll never forget that you were so enamored, shocked by that clarinet. You know what I'm saying?
I kept it just for a short time. I played it for a little while, but my niece, grandniece, my sister's granddaughter, was in school and wanted to go to take band, and they wanted to play the clarinet, so I gave it to her. I never played it again, but I did.
There's a lot of stuff I give Kathy. She just gives it away.
Don't say it's like that. It was a good thing to do.
Yes, it was. I have no problem with that whatsoever at all. But, I mean, it's amazing. One time I was talking to one of my board of directors, and she had a bracelet on it. I said, you know, Kathy's got a bracelet just like that. She said, no, she doesn't. This is hers. Kathy gave it to me, and I had bought the thing. It was nice gold. It was pretty. I said, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. You know, I like it when people enjoy things. Well, God likes it when people enjoy things because we are his children.
And he wants us to enjoy the freedom that he came to give us.
Amen.
He set us free. He's the one who set us free, not anybody else. And he says, when you're free because of Jesus, you're free indeed.
Amen.
Free from power and penalty of sin, free from worry about what other people think.
That in itself is a mouthful.
Yeah.
Penalty of power and penalty of sin.
The power and penalty of sin. You don't have to sin every day like you often say.
I do not sin
you're
every day.
You're free to live free in God.
I'm telling you.
That doesn't mean you're free to sin. It means that you're not bound by having to go and do the old life that you had before.
Right. You know, and it's just such a blessing to live like this. And I've been living like this a long time. I've been saved 1974, we call it Labor Day weekend in September. Actually, on your birthday is when I got born again.
Yeah, actually, it would have been before September. It would have been August the 31st, which at that time was the Labor Day weekend. Yeah. Sometimes it's at the end of August.
Then I found out that's not really her birthday.
Don't go there.
Her birthday is August the 30th. So, you know.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because I can't get over that. Most people don't know when they were born. And Kathy said, her mama says the 31st.
You just got to trust that your parents got it right. Yours
the birth certificate
wrong.
Said the 30th. And Kathy said they're wrong. Then Kathy's sister, Christine,
you don't have to be happy about it.
Celebrating her birth 2 days before she was born. I said, your mama must have been drunk when she had these babies or something.
Well, she didn't write it down. Somebody else did. They wrote it down wrong. Anyway, she remembered it being the last day, I think. And that's why I kind of, sometimes you even have to say, now, how many days does June have? Is it 30 or 31? You don't remember. So let go of my mama. She's in heaven now. You got to quit talking
about
it. She's
probably laughing going, I remember that. You know, what a blessing.
But I didn't find out about August the 30th being my legal birthday until I wrote off for the driver's, my birth certificate.
So you was illegal for years?
No. I was celebrating on the 31st. And so then all of a sudden my birth certificate came because I had to get married. I used my birth certificate to get married.
You didn't have to get married.
I had to use my birth certificate to get married. No, I didn't have to get married, but I wanted to get married.
Yes.
Anyway, that's when the birth certificate said August the 30th, 1952. And I said, my goodness. So then for a long time, I was celebrating that one because I wanted to get older earlier. And now then I want to get older later. Now I celebrate both days. And hey, why not? I take the whole week.
Take the whole week.
Just to be sure.
And she's going to be 74. Don't that woman look good?
Oh, that woman again. What else are they going to say? You ask people that. You do that all the time. You put me on the spot. What are they going to say? Then I got to be rude like you and just say, yes, she looks older.
I didn't say, is that rude to be called you a woman? What do you want me to call you, a man?
I don't know. No, definitely not. You may get kicked for that.
You know, so it's just, you can tell we have a good time. We just enjoy ourselves. You know, because we just choose to be happy.
You know, we
even when she's insulting, I just choose to be happy. Anyway, you look at
it. I think we ought to read some of these wonderful testimonies just to change the subject.
Quit interrupting me while I'm interrupting you.
You've learned so much from me over the years. I used to say that.
Do some quick announcements or whatever.
This is number 323 of all the time. We've been doing these for a long time. I got so many. If you're enjoying this chat today, just know you can go back and look at a lot of other ones on our app. We got... Oh, I don't know how many. Well, 323. Diana says, blessings from New Zealand.
Ooh, I like New Zealand.
Yeah, we have a lot of nations that watch us from all over the world. Ashan says, may the living, glorious, and blessed name of Jesus Christ be with you. We want our people in Pakistan to hear the word of God. I believe that God will continue to do a glorious work through you.
Isn't that a blessing?
Pakistan. We've never been to Pakistan. No. We had several invitations, but I've never have felt led to go yet. But our broadcast goes, and this goes into Pakistan because they're watching. This one is someone named MG. Good day. I'm from Trinidad. God bless you all for sharing his words across the world.
I like that.
And Nehemia says, a podcast sounds great. Remember you talked about doing that
about
a couple
doing
of times.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing a daily podcast.
This is a podcast, actually, too, but it's weekly. And it says, you teach people that God is funny. People need fire and brimstone, but they also need to see him as friend.
Amen.
We've been funny on this one.
Yeah, we're doing good. But freedom.
Yes, amen. God's joyful.
Keep reading.
I think Brother, well, I'm going to get back to it. But Brother Copeland, another statement that he said, he would say that if it wouldn't have been for sin, God would have never had a serious thought.
That's true.
I love thinking about that, how God's original plan was just to be a father and his family to
just
have fun.
Wonderful.
Like families get together and they have fun. If you're going to be celebrating July 4th with your family, you're going to be having fun.
Yeah.
Some whole parishes, our parishes, throwing fireworks around it, I think, on the day before or something.
Read that next one.
I'm going to get to it. Just be at peace.
Be at peace.
Be at peace. Have a little freedom to share it at my pace.
Okay.
Noel says, God bless you both and your ministry. Hallelujah. Lord, you're an inspiration. Glory be to God Almighty. And then
I inspire you?
Sometimes. Then Joey says, can't wait to see you in New York City.
Amen.
We miss you. God bless JDM. The seeds I sow into this ministry thrive and come back 100-fold.
Woo.
Jesse is truly a general in God's army.
That's what I was waiting for her to read.
Oh, that you've read them before.
I did not.
I haven't read them all until this time. I didn't realize. I could have started from the bottom up.
No, that's fine.
Two more. It says, Donna says, I love the podcast idea. Could you do some episodes expounding on some of your books and resources to have further revelation? Either way, I'd listen. Now, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You can start one podcast just on a book and just go down as the Lord leads and then pick up another book. There's an unlimited wealth of material. In fact, we've been doing this a lot on the Glorious Living.
Read the last one.
I'm going to get there. On Christy and I, sometimes I'll grab a chapter in my book on Glorious Living and we talk about it or an article. And we always go deeper. God always brings in more. So that is really a good idea. Thank you so much for sending that in, who was that? Donna. Okay, this one, this from the last one says, from RG, we would love a podcast. Another one that wants the podcast.
I tell you what, it's such a blessing. I want to thank all our partners for the freedom that you have to donate to this ministry. We don't force anybody to do anything.
That's true.
And 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. I'm very proud of that because we've been debt-free since 1982.
There's no charge to listen to anything on the app or our program. Our app has been totally free since it's gone.
It's a blessing.
And then also all the different, we never charge for meetings, like
no,
you say.
No, none whatsoever at all. If you'd like to give and be a partner, I hope you do. Just go to jdm.org. That's our website. Hit the donate button. You can give that way. You can use PayPal if you like to, and I hope you do, or text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. I believe that's only in the United States. Or you can select the giving you want on the JDM app, and you'll be blessed. Or you could just use the post office and mail in your donation. And we've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry to give us a soul in the kingdom. We have some very big projects going on right now. And a lot of two of them is going to cost $20 million. And so we believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. Now, you know, we're preaching to billions that watch this program and through, I don't know, broadcast television, through all the different platforms and
41
things.
41 different
I mean,
platforms.
It's just amazing. And that's $20 million, and we'll knock that thing out. And I don't want it. I won't touch a nickel of it. I don't need that. This is for God's glory and God's honor. And if you're not and let me just say this. Well, I don't want a partner. Okay, then don't. You ain't going to hear too many preachers say that. But keep watching, and I believe you'll enjoy, and I hope we make you happy.
Yeah, you don't. There's no charge to watch. No, we're glad you're watching. And you don't. You know, a lot of people, Jesse, they don't want to be partners and do something monthly. They just want to give maybe one time, and that's good too, because there's some people, no matter whether you give monthly or regularly or once a year or one time only, you're helping us go where God's called us to go.
That's it.
And all the people over the years since we began the ministry, there's some that only gave one time, some gave regularly.
Right.
So we have some that have stayed with us from the very beginning.
Very
and then
beginning.
We pick up new ones. But all of us, all of those together, all the partners together, help us to do all the things that God has called us to do over the years. For now, 50 years, which is we've been reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time.
And I think the reason why we lasted so long and will continue is because we're free. Saying whom the Son is set free
is free indeed.
So let me say it again. Happy birthday, America. We're going to be celebrating on July the 4th. That's our where we signed the Declaration of Independence. On July 4th, 1776, it's just such a blessing of the Lord. And 50 years, myself preaching this gospel, it's just a blessing. So have a good day. And, you know, I don't know what we're going to do July the 4th.
Well,
I'm
going to have a hot dog. You're going to have some barbecue.
Yeah, or a real good hot dog.
Are you going to grill anything?
No, I don't know how to grill no more.
Yes, you do. You just pretend you don't know. That's how you get out of doing stuff.
That's
you pretend
true.
You don't know
hey,
how to do it.
What did you say? But a good hot dog.
We can
dog.
Find somebody to grill for us.
Maybe a good hot dog on July the 4th.
That'd
be kind of nice. You don't want a hot dog?
I like a hamburger.
You want a hamburger? Okay,
barbecue
that's fine.
Barbecue hamburger sounds
we'll
really
happen.
Good.
Until next
or barbecue
time.
Chicken. Chicken's good, too.
Yeah, that's good. Until next time, Jesse and Kathy saying, happy birthday, America, and thank you, partners, for doing what you do so we can do these things. Till next week, God bless you. Bye-bye.